on the season finale of Ice Road Truckers.
Last trip, hey!
Time's running out as both teams race to the finish line.
There's a lot of water. These roads are melting down.
The rubber!
But in the battle for the winter roads...
Shake until we break it.
Team Bowler!
Not everyone...
Look, he's going to back into the ditch.
...will make it to the end. On the winter roads of Manitoba, two rivals have fought all season.
I started VP Express to put Mark out of business. It's the last thing we do this winter. We're going to put him under.
I'm not taking this lightly. I'm going to make sure that this is their first and last season.
As spring arrives and roads are shutting down, the load count is too close to call. So it all comes down to the last few hauls.
They're going to shut the roads on us. You know what? We're not even just going day by day. We're going hour by hour.
It was a good season, but it's going to be at the end because she's warming up real quick.
...400 miles north of Winnipeg.
You know, this is the last big, hard push with Sagamak. This is the last run.
VP Express drivers Todd Dewey and boss Hugh Rowland are in the final stretch of closing out a $500,000 contract.
She's starting to get pretty slick out here.
But the melting roads aren't making it easy.
Temperatures are definitely climbing fast. The warmer the temperatures get, the more the ice starts melting, the slicker, the more treacherous the road gets. Still rough! Here. We finally made it.
That was a good trip right there.
These two deliveries put VP in the lead.
Gonna get unchained and get everything kind of ready to go. We made it here, and that's, you know, that was a big relief. I'm glad that this is the last big push up here.
Todd offloads the trucks.
Hey.
But the boss isn't ready to call it quits.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Yeah, bye.
We got a hold of MIT this morning, and they're opening the road for God's Lake. So the push is on there.
As most roads are closing, the trail to the village of God's Lake is open after late-season maintenance. But drivers have been given just 48 hours to get supplies to the remote village. It's the season's final dash for the cash.
God's Lake, where are we at?
We're just finalizing the last couple loads.
At Polar, owner Mark Kahakowicz is securing all the loads he can get.
Sounds good. We're in crunch time here, so we got to get everything out before those roads close.
That's what we're pushing for.
All right, dude. Thanks.
The boss wants the business, but it's not without risk.
God's Lake just opened up and the season's ending. I mean, this is crazy. This is chaos. I'm just hoping and praying that everybody gets in and out of there safely with no wrecks or breakthroughs.
First out of the gate for Polar.
No, I'm out of here. God's Lake, here we come.
Art Burks tackling the swampy trail with a van load of appliances.
I'm taking this up to God's Lake, and then we're homeward bound, buddy. For Yellowknife. The roads are kind of awful, but we can handle it. Last trip, hey!
Earlier in the season.
I don't feel there's any sense of me being here. We've come to a mutual agreement here, so we're going to let you go.
Art was sent packing by VP bosses Hugh Rowland and Vlad Plescott.
You, VP!
Yo.
But now...
I'm feeling great, man. It's the last run. We can handle the last one.
He's helping Poehler take on his former employer.
I see there's the old crow's nest backing in there. I should swing around and tear the bell off it. Thank you. I'm not in that. Oh, yeah, I missed that like a case of the ghost. It's been a long season. Broke down half the time. I'm just hoping this is going to work so I can kick ass and get this one over with really fast, okay? If you make it, you're a hero. If you don't, you're a fool.
Just behind Art.
Great.
40-year veteran Alex Debogorski joins the push to God's Lake.
Take it till we break it.
You know, there's a big rush to get everything in before the roads close. This is going to probably be our last run, if we can make it up there.
The dash for the crash.
Across town.
Me and Daryl are trying to get out of here.
Teammates Lisa Kelly and Daryl Ward are also gearing up for the final run to God's Lake.
Get the show on the road.
It's the last run, and we didn't even know we were going to get this one.
The convoy's looking to put Poehler on top, hauling 40,000 pounds of cement bags.
I'm going to get this done. I'm going to get on the road. I'm going to get this concrete bags off of here.
You got it, Daryl?
I'm ready. I'm looking good. Let's get on the road while it's still frozen.
All right. Time's a-wasting.
Team Poehler.
As Daryl and Lisa hammer down.
God's Lake? Yeah, two?
VP Express isn't far behind.
All right.
Thank you very much for the business. Appreciate that.
Bye.
Sweet!
Vlad delivers the news.
Perfect. I'll tell the boss, man, and we're ready to hit the road.
And with two cement trucks to haul, the load count's anybody's game.
Well, this is going to last for all going to God's Lake here. So it's going to be a long old haul. This one, but like I said, the push is on, so we're doing her.
Not over yet. Ain't over yet. We got these son of a bitches loaded. It's been one hell of a freaking afternoon. It's been a long freaking day. We got a long way to go tonight. It's going to be one of those days where guys are going to just have to push yourself right to the limits.
With their trucks loaded up, the race is on.
I'm just thinking that we should actually go tonight because the roads are probably going to be better tonight. If we wait and go in the morning, the road's probably going to be... It might be still tonight, too. Who knows? But...
This road here is like supercross for 18-wheelers. Nothing but freaking air the whole trip. Because if you ain't catching air, you ain't making it. You ain't going fast enough to make it up the freaking solid ice freaking hills. Or the great big huge bumps that are right before the hills. It's just nasty. This is a horrible freaking road.
Come on. Ah, mother. Older up, done.
You just got stuck.
Hugh backs up for another run at the hill.
Look at, he's horrible about backing up, dude. Dude cannot back. Look, he's going to back into the ditch.
Getting pretty close there to your driver's side to the ditch line there, dude.
He knows there's a big hill coming up. Juice on the mother. Get going.
I understand it's going to bounce the truck around a little bit, but you know what? Put some wood down to the floor and get up the freaking hill.
Yeah, it was dirty, so I thought I could go slow, but I can't.
Yeah, you're going to have to give her a little juice.
Yeah, then what? Come on, you.
The boss makes it to the top. But to keep BP on target,
get it done.
The rookie's also gotta make it.
Damn it.
Coming up, Crash Landing. On the road to God's Lake. Todd Dewey spun out.
Ew, I didn't make her.
Son of a bitch. She's a rough up there. I had to give her.
Todd's forced to back down and give it another go.
Solid ice. I feel it's solid ice.
It's the final stretch of the load count race. And the VP rookie has to gun it, or he might not make it off the road. But higher speeds mean less control.
Hold on. Okay, I'm over. I'm glad that stretch of the road's over. I don't know what else is coming up. I knew that road was going to be freaking treacherous. I knew it from the freaking beginning. Ain't no doubt. When you're an ISO trucker, man, there ain't no rest for the freaking wicked.
While BP Express plows ahead, so does the competition.
We're headed for God's Lake with C-Man Super Sack.
Daryl Ward and Lisa Kelly are looking to score two final loads for Polar.
These roads are melting fast and there's a lot of water. Lisa's back there right behind me, keeping up well.
You see that open water back there?
I did see that open water back there.
It's like it's melting.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Well, the road's had a little bit of water on it, and the shoulders are really soft. Yeah, we got to get the last of the supplies to the villages before they're cut off for a whole year, till next winter. We want to get offloaded and get turned around and come back before we can't get back. Because I don't want to get left behind and trapped on the other side. It's even bumpier trying to keep up with Daryl. Trying to play catch-up now. Thank you. stupid son. Hey, Daryl, I just got sideways on that corner back there.
I don't want to end up in the ditch. I was pretty close.
I've been there before.
It's my best to keep up with you.
Just give it all it's got.
While Daryl and Lisa gun for God's Lake.
Okay, what do we got here, buddy? God's Lake. We going on home when this is over, boy.
Art Burke is already miles up the road.
They're cap dummy. This is the only time I've really had the ball without some kind of a up. Looks bad up there, man. It just opened too, didn't it? It doesn't stay closed. A lot of them trucks behind us. That road might be too. I'd like to get the jump on them, eh? Uh-oh. Let's go this way. We made her, buddy. There's God's Lake right there, huh?
After struggling all season, the VP castoff is the first to score for Polar.
And then I can kick ass out of here and boot her for home, eh? Where the f*** did they go? Kaido, marked by this is Earth. We're in God's Lake. It's the last one we hear by. We're kicking ass on her. Okay, how do I get this backload? Okay, thank you. Bye-bye, Mark. Bye-bye.
He's rewarded with the only backhaul bound for Winnipeg.
I'll just boot her right over there and pick that up, eh? Is the plan. Then get the hell out of here.
But this load could be hazardous to his health.
Okay! If you come back further, can we lift him right off the truck, maybe?
20 canisters of flammable propane gas.
Well, I got my back load. Last load. That's it? Okay, cool. Okay. I don't want them bouncing all around there. The next thing you know, I'll blow the arse out of the trailer or something. I don't know if it all goes in a great big flare or a great big boom or if that works.
Art's in for a rough ride on the melting road. If the canisters come loose, one spark could turn this into the last run he ever makes.
Away we go. Now we'll kick ass for Winnipeg, man. But now they'll shift around a bit, eh? I don't want them to move at all.
As Art heads out. Teammate Alex Debogorski arrives in God's Lake.
Everybody's in a rush. Like a bunch of rats jumping off a ship. It's going to get really exciting here in a minute. Here we go. Another successful maneuver.
The old pro ties the load count with his haul of construction supplies.
Well, thank you again.
God bless you, buddy.
Take care.
The veteran completes the final haul of his 40th season.
I'm happy to deliver the load. We'll bounce our way back.
But now he's got to make it back before it's too late.
It's just in the nick of time that we're leaving. I'll tell you that right now because that next thing the leaves will start coming out, and here we'll be sinking into the muskeg. Disappearing into oblivion. Spring is coming. I mean, there's no if, buts, or maybe. The next step is the road's going to disappear. And I think it's fortunate that I'm getting off the road before it disappears. it's just in the nick of time that we're leaving. I'll tell you that right now because the road's going to disappear.
Alice Devogorsky's on a collision course.
Am I all right? Oh, yeah, I'm okay. The truck's not okay, but I'm okay. There's not too much we can do with this one.
Fortunately for Alex, he's not the only driver on the road.
Look, pull!
I'd appreciate it.
Not a problem.
I see you can pull the tractor out from underneath the trailer.
All right, well, let's figure it out.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can pull the pin on and drop the legs down. We're going to try to pull the truck out from under the trailer. I don't know if this is going to work. Guess it doesn't matter. We've got that much damage done on the truck. I guess about as good as that's gonna get. Okay, watch out. This might break. Life in the fast lane. What you do for love, eh? Love or war? Yeah. Just come ahead and give her a good jerk. Well, that's a good start. Well, the truck's out. Now we gotta get the trailer out of the road. Okay, watch out for flying chain. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. All the best. Put her back together again. Broken for sure this time.
The truck's out of the ditch. It's damaged, but drivable. And until the rig's checked out, there's no telling how much it'll cost Polar.
The show must go on. All the pieces are back together again. We're all pointed in a straight line. Going the way we're supposed to be going instead of having a conflict and trailer wanting to go one way and the truck wanting to go the opposite way. As the truck and the trailer had an argument there, they wanted to go in opposite directions, and I didn't help the situation by sticking my nose in. Needless to say, we got a whole bunch of thousands of dollars worth of pieces missing now.
After 40 years on the ice roads, fate is finally caught up with Alex.
I don't have to worry about working in the trucking business anymore, I guess.
As Alex limps the damaged rig back to Winnipeg.
God's Lake. That's where I'm going. That's where Lisa's going, too, because she's following me.
Daryl and Lisa close in on God's Lake.
Lisa got here right behind me, too. She hung right in there. I'll run with Lisa Kelly any day. Looks like we made it, Lisa.
Awesome. Right over here on the left, there's a bunch of cement bags like what we have. So this must be it.
unloading the cement bags puts Poehler back on top.
I'm sure this is our last load for the season, and we conquered it all.
Cool.
All right.
Bye.
Now they got to race back to Winnipeg before the road shut down for the season.
It ended well, but then again, I'm not back yet either.
Back down the road.
Yeah, that last 50 clicks is a brutal son of a...
Yeah, that's definitely by far the nastiest road I've been on yet.
VP Express boss Hugh Rowland and driver Todd Dewey are trying to catch up to Poehler.
So did you want to stop here or you just want to head out on the ice?
I'm fine.
Okay.
To get the loads delivered, they'll have to cross Island Lake with 35-ton cement trucks. Catch Poehler in the load count.
It's been a hard push, and we're continuing on through the night into God's Lake, hopefully. I don't know how far we'll make it, but you have to push all the way through. You don't have a choice.
Coming up.
Holy.
Alex faces judgment.
Not good, Alex. Not good.
In God's Lake.
Once you hit it, don't stop.
Todd Dewey and Hugh Rowland's all-night run pays off.
That's how we do it, buddy.
Yes, sir!
The cement trucks are delivered, and now VP Express and Polar are locked in a load count tie.
This has been one hell of a journey. We had to push through the night and get into God's Lake, got unloaded, so we are done.
We are a wrecking machine. We're good to go, man. Let's get the dog and head south.
VP turns and burns for Winnipeg, but 200 miles south.
Yeah, we're rocking in, we're rolling.
Art Burke is trying to bring in the tie-breaking load. If he can survive the trip.
Away we go, now we'll kick ass to Winnipeg, man. I'm glad we'll be out of here before the road closes up here.
Roads are closing and the clock is ticking. But with a trailer of explosive gases, Art can't afford to put the pedal to the metal.
The sun is beating on the road, and there's one spot down here. There's a spring coming up through it or something. The water is like a foot deep. And then once the springs break through, she's over, buddy. We were lucky to get in there when we did. See, I know. We had to kick ass, man. Boy, she's doing some sliding today, eh?
Whoa, baby.
I don't want them propane bottles banging together. All you need is to bang one around and then bang them together and get a spark. You know she's gone. Great big boom, make a flat deck right out of her.
While Art tries to bring home the title for Polar, time's nearly up for the ice road truckers.
We're just on our way to go and shut the roads down for the year.
MIT's Tim Smirsky's riding out to shut them down.
Have to close them all. Mother Nature's pulling the plug on us. She tells us when it's over, and a lot of the times the water starts to build up on top of the ice, and that tells us it's time to shut them down, because if we don't shut them down, boom, the trucks will go down below the ice, and we always try and keep them on top of the ice.
As routes are closed, it's a desperate race back to Winnipeg. When spring temperatures reach the backcountry, the frozen swamp the roads are built over starts to melt. Trucks that don't make it out in time will sink, thawed out bog.
It's warm out here. I'm going to get out of here before the ice melts and turns to...
Every driver is scrambling to make it off in time.
I gotta get off this thing.
Yeah, she's melting. Water's halfway across the road. Oh, that's why they don't want anybody on here right now.
We need to get the hell out of Dodge and get off that ice road.
And it's time to go home. My final run is over. Take this thing to Bowler and park it.
Just in time.
We're just about got our lick. It's gonna be long.
Road by road, the season comes to a close.
There we have it. Close for another season.
At Polar headquarters, one driver's already made it back.
Overall, how did you enjoy Manitoba ice roads?
I've never driven these roads before, so it's a challenge to me.
Yeah.
Daryl Ward's wrapping up with boss Mark Kahakiewicz.
You've succeeded with every challenge we threw at you, you know, so with saying that, you know, love to have you back, Daryl.
You know what, Mark? If you give me a call, I will come and take care of whatever problems that you guys need handled.
Right on. So, in saying that, Daryl, I'm going to give you your final check. All right. Thank you very much. Cool. And you know what? I rarely do this, Daryl, but you did a hell of a job this year. We threw some crazy challenges at you. You pulled it off. So, with everything you've done for us above and beyond the Call of Duty, here's a bonus check for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've never had anybody do that for me, Mark. I'm going home, start a new life, and I appreciate the moment.
You got it. Come back next year, buddy. Kick you over the top.
Pleasure. It's always been a pleasure. Team Polar.
The year is over. I've got an opportunity to come back here next year. These guys are real happy with my performance. When the winter roads freeze up and they give me a call, I will come back to Polar.
As Daryl heads out on a high note, Alex Debogorski's season is also over.
You know, that headache rack was brand new.
But he's delivered a huge financial hit to the boss.
This is going to be a write-off.
On the slick road back to Winnipeg, Alex suffered one of the worst wrecks of his career.
We're done.
The back panel, side panel, fairing.
The window lost, we lost 3 inches in the window.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
The cost to repair the damage is more than the price of the truck. Totaling the rig.
Not good, Alex. Not good.
Coming up.
VP Express ain't going anywhere.
VP Express, as far as I'm concerned, is no competition to Polar Industries.
Winner takes all.
I don't think that truck's going to make it. I think it's done.
At Polar headquarters in Winnipeg.
Well, I feel bad about it, you know.
It's judgment day for Alex Debogorski.
We put a lot of pressure on the guys at the end of the season to get in and out. I do fault Alex a little bit, but, you know what, I'll take a little bit of responsibility in the sense that we did put pressure on them to get in and out before those roads closed. My main concern is you didn't get hurt for number one, and my customers got their freight. And that's what's important to me.
Can't really take it back after you wreck it, you know.
Yeah. Well, you could buy it. You could take it back to Yellowknife with you if you want. You know what, Alex? It was a good season overall. We'll start again next year. Right?
Sounds good.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
No matter how much experience you have, these winter roads in Manitoba, if you don't respect them, they'll take you out.
Polar may have lost a truck.
Well, this is the last drive home. I can hardly wait to get my little butt back to Winnipeg.
But they've gained a load count victory thanks to Art Burke.
What do you think, boy? These are my new driving glasses, boy. Well, they're pretty sharp, eh? I had them from day one. I was just never happy enough to put them on, but.
The former VP Express employee delivers the load for Polar Industries.
Yeah! Nice road truck, and it's just one more feather in my hat. Hey, she's got enough right there, boy. Had the ball kicked ass last trip. Everybody's happy. Happy days are here again.
How's it going? Welcome.
Polar celebration is underway as they squeak out the victory over VP Express in the battle for the Manitoba winter roads.
I think we solidified our reputation a little bit more this year. We're where we want to be, and we're going to continue to grow like this. The VP Express, as far as I'm concerned, is no competition to Polar Industries.
Thank you very much.
What do you got to eat?
Pierogies, cabbage rolls, some coleslaw, moose sausage.
Oh, yeah? I got exactly what I wanted out of the season. I had a friggin' blast. Loved every second of it. And I'll have memories that I'll never forget.
Just want to thank everybody for coming. Want to thank everybody for a great season, especially Daryl Ward here.
I really feel like I've accomplished a lot out here, knowing that I've conquered these roads. I came up here perfect time. I have my children and I have my high school sweetheart back, and to come up here and make enough money to put LaDonna and I down a new road and keep my children on the right track. This is going to be the most perfect summer I've ever had, no matter what.
Here's the...
To sum the whole thing up, I'd say, thank God it's over. I found the beginning of this very, very, very stressful, but all that went away. I learned a lot. A lot. When I'm laying on deathbed by and I'm thinking of all the things that I did, this season will definitely be on.
Everybody, ready? Another successful season, right on.
But across town, BP Express is having their own celebration.
We're wrapping the season up. We're having a good time.
I love British days.
They may have come just shy of beating Polar, but Hugh and Vlad have established themselves as a force in Manitoba.
It's been a phenomenal year for me and Vlad here. We're pretty happy with ourselves. I mean, VP Express ain't going anywhere. We're here to stay, and I know one thing for another. I'm going to put them out of business next year.
Despite being their first year in business together, VP carved out an exclusive contract with Wasagamac, and the future of the company is looking bright.
This is just a cheers to say it's been great. It's been one hell of a year, and I've had an awesome time.
This season went great. Even this is our first year, I have huge plans for VP.
We got a contract for next year for more loads than we hauled up there this year already. So by next year, we'll be hauling the most loads up the ice road than anybody.
As spring comes to Manitoba, the truckers head home, surviving another season on thin ice.
Sharp corner. You can't ask for any better of an experience in a guy's life if you like driving truck like I do. It's been an awesome feeling. It feels like a huge accomplishment.
It's rough. It's not for the meek, I'll tell you that. Okay? It takes a certain type of bird, that's for sure.
Yeah, I made a difference this season. I make a difference every season. I make a difference every day. Sometimes it's a good difference, sometimes it's a bad difference. You're just trying to make more good differences than that.
I've got a lot of memories of these roads, and I'll remember these roads forever because these roads are the roads that put me on the right road.
It's still a blast driving through them hills and, you know, across the rivers. You watch the sun come up and the sun go down, the moon come up, the moon go down, and you're just driving where nobody else gets to go. There ain't very many people getting to do what we do.
Yeah! I love trucking, and it's in my blood, and I can't imagine life without trucking. But it takes a different breed to come out here and do this. The ones that survive, you're like, yeah, you're pretty badass. That's awesome.